This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump has no COVID-19 symptoms for the past 24 hours, with a physical examination and his vital signs showing his condition remains stable, according to White House physician Sean Conley. In a statement released Wednesday with Trump's permission, Conley said the president has been fever-free for more than 4 days and had not needed or received any supplemental oxygen since his initial hospitalization. Trump was hospitalized on Friday after tests showed he had contracted COVID-19. He returned to the White House on Monday. Several members of his inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump and several of the president's top advisors, have also tested positive for the virus. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
Indiana University professor Leslie Lenkowski says Harris's goals are easier to describe.
She's just going to establish herself as a legitimate vice presidential candidate who is equipped to move into the presidency if the need arose.
They all agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department has unsealed charges against two Islamic State militants from Britain, accusing them of carrying out a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other acts of violence in Syria. El-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Cote are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of their British accents. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Zach Terwilliger says the two British men face 8 counts of murder and terrorism related to barbaric treatment of aid workers, journalists, and other hostages in Syria.
Their alleged criminal acts include conspiring to commit hostage taking, resulting in death, and conspiring to murder American citizens James Foley, Kayla Mueller, Stephen Sotloff, and Peter Cassidy.
The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort by U.S. authorities to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of anyone they captured, including journalists and other hostages in Syria. French scientist Emmanuel Charpentier and American Jennifer A. Doudna have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing a method of genome editing known as CRISPR. The Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, Göran Hansen, announced the decision on Wednesday.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award the 2020 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna for the development of a method for genome editing.
The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and a prize of $1.1 million, courtesy of a bequest left more than a century ago by the prize's creator, Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel. Hurricane Delta, after knocking down trees, knocking out power, and flooding towns in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, is apt to take aim at an already storm-weary area of the United States. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
In August, Hurricane Laura hit near the Louisiana-Texas state line, causing heavy damage, killing 77 people. Last month, Sally wrecked bridges, homes, and businesses from Mobile, Alabama to Pensacola, Florida. Now forecasts call for Hurricane Delta to hit late Friday or early Saturday, somewhere along that same stretch of northern Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Center Senior Specialist Daniel Brown.
The system could become a major hurricane again while it's moving northward across the Gulf.
Brown says once ashore, the storm is likely to take a familiar path through the southeast.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, even up into Tennessee over the next few days.
I'm Tim McGuire.
You can find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.